Hi, I'm Pat Wetzel, the host and creator of Bump in the Road. Welcome to this side trip. Side trips are short stories about the off-road excursions we take that often lead to interesting life experiences. I've been talking about meditation this week on a number of podcasts, so I thought I'd share a few thoughts here as well. What is it? Meditation is first and foremost both a practice and a discipline. It means training your mind for peace and clarity. It's a totally learnable skill that can lead to heightened awareness throughout all aspects of your life. Awareness takes many forms. You may find yourself more present. That alone will change your life. Being present simply means getting out of your head and being fully in the moment. Feel it, experience it. Be there for yourself and for others. Think of a time you were fully present, in nature perhaps, in the garden, on a walk. What did that feel like? Would you like that feeling to be an integral part of your daily life? With awareness, you may learn to experience time differently. With intense presence, time expands. It passes more slowly when you get out of your mind. I experienced this often when I was flying. I could almost see the leaves on the trees wave in the wind as I came down to land. I could feel the individual blades of grass tickle the low-lying belly of my sailplane as I skimmed over the field. Awareness leads to observation. You learn to observe your thoughts. Are they truly yours, or is that voice in your head a result of trauma or social conditioning? When you learn to quiet your mind, you can start to observe your thoughts, and with that comes the power of choice. You actually get to choose what you think, and you realize that that voice in your head isn't real. Most of us are living a story that's not our own. You're smart or not so smart. You're thin or fat. You're kind or mean. What are you really? The beauty of learning to observe your thoughts is that you can question them. What does that voice in your head say to you? What would you like it to say? Finally, meditation is experiential, and that's how we really learn. You can memorize facts until the cows come home and know nothing. But when you experience something, that event leaves a mark of knowing in your soul. Think about the difference between reading about a sunset or experiencing it, reading about chocolate or feeling the sweetness spread across your tongue as you savor the melting flavor. Meditation is experiential, just like eating chocolate. It can be an experience of expansive peace, connection, and oneness beyond one's body or mind. It's just as real as that melting chocolate. Meditation is a discipline that can change your life. Check out my side trip about Jill Bolte Taylor's methodology from Whole Brain Living for an example of how challenging your inner voice can open your world to new perspectives and experiences. And check out the blog for more information on all sorts of different types of meditation. That's a lot to absorb. So I'll leave you today with a quote from Ram Dass. The quieter you become, the more you can hear. I hope you enjoyed this side trip. Catch you again soon.